The next patient is Ildefonso Rivera. The last name is R-I-V, like in Victor, E-R-A. And the first name is I-L-D, like in Delta, E-F-O-N-S-O. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 72-year-old Hispanic male that is following the practice because of arterial hypertension. The hypertension has been under control. Today's blood pressure reading is 115 over 62. And we have to keep in mind that this patient has been losing weight steadily. We started with 302 pounds and he's down to 210 pounds. He says that he feels well, however, it seems to me that he's with a ill-looking appearance. He's not able to stand up easily. Whether or not the coordination is present is not known. The evaluation of the cranial nerves is negative. However, I notice atrophy of the muscles all over the body. I'm going to get in touch with the primary care physician, Dr. Andrew Hain, H-E-I-N, in Huachula, W-A-U-C-H-U-L-A, in order for him to be referred to probably a neurologist for evaluation of the case. Number two, the patient has a history of type 2 diabetes. He has been treated with the administration of Farxiga. The hemoglobin A1C that was reported on October the 19th on 2023 is 6.4%. Following number, the patient has a significant hyponatremia in the comprehensive metabolic profile. Erase that. Number three, the patient has not a body weight that is 210 pounds, that is consistent with a BMI of 28.6. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 146, the triglyceride is 155, HDL 47, LDL is 76. Following number, coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft in 2014. The patient is followed by the cardiologist. Following number, HIV on antiretroviral therapy that is followed by Dr. Laxon, L-A-C-S-O-N, infectious disease. Following number, CKD stage 2 that remains stable. period. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And as I said before, we are going to send this dictation right away to Dr. Andrew Hine in Huachula for him to seek a referral for neurology or the specialist that he considers should they evaluate the weakness and the atrophy of the muscles. I invested 10 minutes in the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.